Turl got up, followed by Numph's stricken eyes. A huge sheaf of requisitions and order forms was laid on Numph's desk.
For your signature.
They were blank. They were undated. They were forms from the planetary director's own office. Numph started to say, "But they're blank. You could put anything on these. Personal money, machines, mines, change operations, even transfer yourself off the planet." But his voice wouldn't work. And then he realized that his brain wouldn't function either. The pen was pushed between his claws, and for the next 15 minutes, Numph signed his name over and over and over again, slowly, almost witlessly. Turl picked up the sheaf of signed blanks. He would be very sure that none of these got loose while they were not filled in.
"All for the good of the company,"
said Turl. He was smiling. He put the thick sheaf in a securely locked case, put the evidence in a big envelope, picked up his equipment.
"To remove you would ruin the career of a valuable employee. As your friend, I can only seek to minimize damage to the company. I am pleased to tell you that you are in no danger of any kind from me. You must believe that. I am a faithful company employee, but I protect my friends."
He gave a little bow and left. Numph sat like a dumped sack of ore, nerveless, incapable of reaction. Only one thought kept going round and round and round in his head. The security chief was an untouchable demon. A demon who, forever after, could do exactly as he wished. Numph never thought of even trying to stop him. He was, and forever after would be, in the complete power of Turl. He was too paralyzed to even think of warning Nipe. From here on out, Turl would be the real head of this planet, doing exactly as he pleased.